The small mining town of Leeds, South Dakota, is the site of an unlikely battle between a small group of scientists and a Canadian mining company. The town is home to one of the deepest and most extensive underground gold mines in the world, the now-defunct Homestake Gold Mine. The mining company wants to take one of the last steps in decommissioning the mine, perhaps as early as today. But scientists and local residents say that could destroy a plan to convert it into a national underground science lab. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Joshua Welsh reports.
There are certain types of scientific experiments that can only be done deep underground. For example, in the 1960s, the world's first solar neutrino telescope was built almost 5,000 feet into the earth in the Homestake gold mine. Being inside a hole that deep shields sensitive detectors and instruments from the background radiation that constantly barrages the surface of the earth. So when Homestake announced that it would stop mining gold there, scientists from all over the country were quick to propose an underground lab among its more than 200 miles of shafts and tunnels. They say the mine's established depth makes it an ideal site for such a lab. South Dakotans hope the project would bring an economic and intellectual boost to the state. The other thing about a hole that deep is that it collects an immense amount of groundwater. So in order for people to work in Homestake, whether it's digging for gold or probing the cutting edge of science, 500 gallons a minute have to be pumped out to the surface. Standing on a gravel road that winds among steep wooded hills, local resident Dick Fort points to a stream of water gushing out of an opening in the side of a mine.
It looks like it's simply coming out of the mine. That used to be where they stored their dynamite. And, of course, they don't do that anymore. And they're letting water come out there.
Fort volunteers with a local environmental group that would prefer to see the pumps running until questions about the impacts of flooding the mine can be studied. But Barrick Gold, the Canadian company that owns Homestake, says it costs upwards of $300,000 a month to do that. So the company plans to shut them off as soon as today and allow the mine to fill with water. The group of scientists that developed the underground lab proposal is now threatening to pull its support if the mine is flooded. Physicist Ken Landy worked for 30 years on the original Homestake neutrino project. When Barrick announced in April that it would be shutting the pumps off, Landy came to Lead to protest the move.
The big advantage of Homestake over all the other sites was it exists. It's here. All the infrastructure is in place. The hoist system is in place. The ventilation is in place. The power distribution system is in place. Everything's ready to go.
Landy says if flooded, the mine could be pumped dry again, but he's concerned that sitting water could make it unstable. After the hubbub in April, Barrick agreed to keep the pumps running until June. A few weeks ago, the National Science Foundation released a report choosing Homestake over two other lab proposal sites. That report also says that continuing to pump is the most desirable option. But Barrick General Counsel Patrick Garver says flooding the mine now doesn't have to end the possibility of a lab.
It's not the infrastructure they're after. It's the site. It's the hole in the ground. It's the competent rock. So maintaining the antiquated infrastructure isn't the key to this.
Barrick says the NSF report has not caused it to change its plans to turn off the pumps. NSF officials say while its panel of engineers and geologists want to keep the pumps running, that's not yet an official NSF recommendation. Before any lab can be designated, South Dakota needs to work out a liability agreement with the Canadian mine company to take over the part of the mine that would be used for the lab. Speaking last week before a local Republican Party fundraiser, South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds says he hopes turning off the pumps won't be a deal breaker.
I most certainly want to see if there isn't any way at all that we can convince him that there's a whole lot of scientists out there that strongly believe that the pumps should remain on, but we'll try to move forward because I still think this is the best place to have the other underground facility, and I'm not going to give up on that mine just because there's water in the bottom of it.
Meanwhile, South Dakota's congressional delegation has also been urging Barrick not to shut off the pumps and is looking for money to keep them going. But the Canadian mining company says far too much attention has been focused on the water and not enough on the big picture of what it would take to build the lab. The National Science Foundation estimates that that could cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take more than a decade to complete. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Welsh in Rapid City, South Dakota.